Blog Talk Radio.
It's the G Lou Show. G Lou, G Lou. It's the G Lou Show. G Lou, G Lou. West Side Wednesday. West Coast Hip Hop. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Hey. Now just kick off your shoes and relax your feet. You're now rocking to the sounds of the G-Lu Lee. In the game like EA, do this shit the G-Way. Do it for the black brown rules to the keyways. From the west side to east LA, Crenshaw to Huntington, Whittier to East Lake. We play the music OG's low ride to. When it's done to bang, same thing they drive by to. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 on the G-Lu Show, that's where the west side rides. So kick cat, kick back, fire up the slip, cause we about to take flight on this OG ship. So call 803-4001, but don't forget to put the 914 at the front. Then press the number 1 to holler at G-Lu. I think I got you queued in. Hey caller, is that you? Caller. Caller, is that you? Hip-hop at its finest. hit that switch though. Original Music Group Productions. Blog Talk Radio in association with the G-Lou Show. Westside Wednesday.
Y'all know what we do. We chillin' with G-Lo. We stay on point like Stacy Adams.
We stay on
Hey, yo, check 1212. Welcome to the G-Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays radio show. I am G-Lou, your host with the most. I'm here. I'll be joined by my co-host, Miss Queen Jean. Before we get started, let me give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.2 Tweet FMism, the After Six Cruise Mix on Thursday nights with Tweet Cadillac. I co-host with him as well. Tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. TweetCadillac.com is the website. Also, Didi Harrison, the author, publisher, producer of the G-Lou Show as well. After Hours Live on the YouTube channel, tap in, subscribe, like the G-Lou Show YouTube, tune in. Also, One World Magazine, thegloushow.com. Tap into the website to get tapped in with all things associated with the G-Lou Show. We have apparel. We have the new G-Lou Show shirts up now, all colors, sizes. We also have all the past episodes as well, and a lot of more things. So tap into the GLUShow.com as well, also StreetLevelClothing.com. Now check this out, man. Tonight we have a great show. It's a special show, you know what I mean? You know, this show right here, we've been doing this show. The G-Lou Show has been in circulation on Blog Talk Radio going on. It is 10 years now. So we have the 10-year anniversary coming up, top of the year or the end of this year. I don't know what makes it officially 10 years. I'll have to check, but 10 years running. And on this show was created, first and foremost, if you go back to the first show we ever did, the show was created to bring unity, to bring structure, and to bring a voice to the voiceless and the unknown. You know what I mean? So this was always my dream. And what I wanted for this platform when I first started it off, I wanted to make it for people who were voiceless, who didn't have a voice, underground artists. You know what I mean? So that's what we did. My first very show, I believe, was with my big homie, Big Roadblock from Foldies, which was my partner back in the day with OG Music. Big D, he told his story. Then we followed up with Red Rum, you know what I mean, which was, you all know Red Rum from Avenue Pyru, Banging on Wax, the hardest dude that was on that CD, and Bridge the Gap with Blue and Red, even though Banging on Wax was, it was negativity, it was banging, but it was made for positivity, and Red Rum made his mark, and Red Rum was one of my first guests, celebrity guests, to grace my show. We'll always be thankful for the big homie Red Rum. You know, as you know, he passed away about a year or two ago. And but Red Rum made his mark, and he'll always be remembered. And I will always have love for him because he was one of the first to grace my show. So shout out to Red Rum. But like I said again, the objective for this show and my, you know, my vision for the show was to have a voice for the voiceless, was to bring unity, you know, black and brown, you know. This is not something we're just doing. Like I said, I do this every now and then. If you notice, we've done this over the years. Whenever there's tension, or whenever there's things bubbling up, or whenever there's things going on, we always bring a voice to the show. Whether it be on Westside Wednesdays, dealing with the politics, with the black and brown,
or blue and red, or whatever the case may be, or whether it be racist stuff, whether it be police brutality, George Floyd or Mike Brown, whoever, you know, whenever there's something going on, we always bring it to this channel right here, and we're going to make a voice for the voiceless. So this is what this platform is made for, first and foremost. So this is what we do. So don't think this is nothing new. Don't think this is just some shit we doing tonight because the shit that is going on. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do whenever there's an issue because this is the reason for this platform. So I just say that to say again, 10-year anniversary of the G-Lu Show, and this is what this show was made for situations like this. Now, with that being said, let me get into the backdrop of what's going on. As you all know, if you've been under a rock, not if you've been under a rock, but some of y'all may not be from Southern California or the West Coast. You may not be in tune. But it don't even matter at this point because you all know whatever's going on, whether it be West Coast, East Coast, whatever the case, it's going to circulate. Like I said on my post, what I put up on my video, the West Coast to me is the culture. And that's nothing speaking on no bragging or doing none of that. It's just the truth. So everyone is tuned in to the West Coast. Please believe that. And you know what's going on right now. Once again, all this shit happens every few months, 6, 7 months, year or two, whatever the case may be. Because like I said in my post on YouTube, homie, you know, it's always tension and it's always tense with black and brown in L.A. and Southern California. May not be nowhere else like that because I've been around the world. I've been around the country. And there's just really no other place like Southern California. And especially when it comes to politics, homie. You know what I mean? And it's just always been that way. Probably always will be. You know what I mean? We can ease the tension sometimes. We can protest, do all of this. But it seems like it's just always going to be that way because what I found out about Southern California is heavily engulfed with black and brown. You know, even though we are the minorities. And let me just say this. First, brown, because that is their land. I'm going to just keep it real. That is their land. You know, before all of this and all of that, just like we all have history, how we were here, just like the black man, we were stolen from our country and brought here. You know, so we're disenfranchised, pretty first and foremost, you know. So before everyone gets down on the black man all the time and has something to say, man, you got to understand we are disenfranchised people, man. We were taken from our country. Brought over here in the land of the lost. We have no ties to our country. We can't just go back like people say, go back to Africa. It's just not that easy, man. So we are disenfranchised people. So you got to understand that we come from the bottom and we helped build this country, homie. You know, let me say this first. We built this country, bro, off the sweat and back of our ancestors, man. You know what I mean? And we were never reprimanded. None of that shit, bro. So it's just like, man, so... When people just say go back to Africa, it's just not that easy. It's not that simple. But I'm just saying that to say, again, bringing it back to the West Coast and the brown people. This is their land. You know, this was their land before, the white man overtook it and stole it from them and did all of this and that. This was their land. So, you know, that's why every city and everything in California is if you trace it back, it's some kind of Latin. San Bernardino and Santa Barbara. And, you know, Los Angeles, you know, all of these things because this is their land. So let's just keep it real. But I say all that to say this, man. Again, black and brown, we are the minorities of this land and this place called California. But we are so much alike and so much the same. But, you know, we seem to somehow hate each other so much. And this is not something that is just I'm digging out my ass. This is just history of the land, you know. And I think it boils down to, once you look at it all, it's just pride, man. We are both prideful people. Black people are prideful, brown people are prideful, and which both have a right to do so in their own right. Black brown people are proud and brown. Like I said, this is their land, so they have every right to be proud and brown, and we have every right to be proud and black. You know, we came here from the South. You know, we escaped the turmoil and the bullshit that was going on in the South when we were enslaved. We came to California, and California had a, now I don't want to say open arms, but this is a place where a lot of blacks came from besides New York, but coming from the South and made a better life for themselves, man, and relocated. And it was just a beautiful thing, man. And we are both people that are oppressed, that are disenfranchised and hated, you know, to some extent by other people and other races that can't seem to break us, can't seem to hold us down, can't seem to, you know, cancel us as they try to over the years. They try to, you know, send people back to Mexico and do all these things and green cards and all this, but they can't stop it, right? Because this is your land. And black people, they haven't stopped us, not only California, but the world, period, haven't stopped us either. After all we've been through, slavery, incarceration, death, hate, black-on-black crime. We hate it. At the end of the day, look here, too. At the end of the day, as much as we claim and hate each other and have a lot of tension, we are still the biggest killer of one another. Brown kills brown the most, and black kills black the most. You know, but yet we are still at each other's throats and still haven't figured it out. And that is our problem. We have yet to figure this out, this pride thing. You know what I mean? And how we can help one another and be a help to each other. Because really, bro, we're both the minorities and we're both the same thing. That's why if you look at everything that black and brown do, it all ties in because we love the same stuff. We love the low ride. Somehow we love the gangbang. You know what I'm saying? We both ghetto and hood in our own right. You know what I mean? Everything comes back together. We love each other, man. We know we do. Brown people know they love the black people. They love rap music. They love the oldies. They love our culture. You know, and even though I hate to say it, that's why a lot of them call each other niggas now and all this, which is a whole nother topic. But we love the brown as well. I love my Mexican homies. I was raised with Mexican homies my whole life, since first grade. That's all I know. You know, I love Mexicans. I love my brown brothers. I love the Mexican women. Y'all are beautiful. You know what I mean? So it's like we just got to figure this shit out. And I know it's easier said than done. So I'm just playing my part and using my platform to do so. So I'm just giving a quick synopsis of what's going on. And I'm saying all that to say this. What's going on right now? Let me bring it back up to date. You know, we had this American Cholo thing going on with the homie Gil. Shout out to American Cholo and his channel. Support that. Go subscribe, like. We've had issues once again because the pot gets stirred every now and then, and the pot was stirred up again recently. And at the forefront of everything going on, we have always, and this is not to be racist, and this is not to do any of that, but I'm just keeping it real. We have the people that have the platforms that control the narrative of everything going on. Even though we control the culture, we do everything. Still at the top, who's controlling everything is people like the Vlads, the No Jumpers, Adam 22, which are white men and Russian men. And again, I'm not being racist when I say that. I'm just speaking the real. They are the ones that are controlling the platforms, but they need us to make it happen. So this is what they do. No Jumper, for instance, and I fuck with No Jumper. I'm not even going to get on No Jumper to an extent because I know what the business is at the end of the day. But I fuck with his platform over Vlad. I would say that Vlad, I don't fuck with, period. He's, to me, a real definition of a culture vulture. I don't know how else to say it, how to put it. I'm just keeping it honest and 100. You know what I'm saying? But at least Adam 22, it seems to me that he at least tries to understand the culture. He employs black and brown men, keeps them around him, and every his whole platform, he sits down with people and then tries to at least engage and understand. So I give him that. But when it comes back again to this, what we got going on right now, where you put people out there, you know, just for clout and just for views, because I understand it is a media-based platform, and they're going to put things out there that are newsworthy, words from his own mouth. And something that he thinks is newsworthy recently is the homie Gil, American Cholo. After he pushed his line, let me bring everyone up to date. I know you all probably know, but just the people who don't, let me bring you up to date. Recently, American Cholo, the whole brown community was pushing against Tiger. They pushed the line against Tiger because he put out a song and a video, which to a lot of people was distasteful, ignorant, and out of pocket, which was called I Caramba. And I spoke on this on my post I put up on YouTube. I'm going to keep it real. Like I said, this has been going on for a minute, at least a month or so, where the brown community was up in arms. And it was mainly American Cholo pushing the push. And it was all about this song Tiger put out, really the video. Because the video, if you look at it, is real distasteful. He's dressed up like a old Mexican. It's just a lot of stuff. It's almost like the how they used to do back in the day with black people with the black face and all that. It's almost like comedy and disrespectful to someone, you know, when they look at it, that's a brown person or a black person. You know, so this is what Tiger did. And again, this is nothing new because Tiger, YG, they kind of done this before. But the brown people, the brown Raza has just said that we had enough. We're not going to stand for this. And I spoke on this because a lot of people say, how does the black people feel, the black race and all that? A lot of people, you weren't hearing from them because really, I'm going to keep it real. And I spoke on this earlier. I didn't even heard the fucking song, seen the video or anything. And it's not because I didn't want to or didn't care. It's because what people don't understand, we don't... No disrespect to Tiger again, but I'm speaking for me. I'm not gonna say the black race. I don't fuck with Tiger. I don't support his music. I don't do anything because to me, again, he's the propaganda and somewhat of a coon himself. I don't even want to use that word. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to say that. But when people do stuff like that, what he's done and put out the content and videos that he does, I don't know what else to say. He doesn't represent me or black people. You know what I'm saying? He's a pop artist that does what he does to get pop fame and pop status. So everything he puts out is on that level. So like I spoke on this on my YouTube thing, I don't think Tiger deliberately meant to disrespect. That's why I think he sat down too, because he felt the heat, obviously. I don't think he set out to deliberately disrespect the brown race. I just think he's just so disenfranchised and discommunicated with reality that he thought that was okay. Because like I said, he's global. Tiger's going to do shows in Spain and Portugal and Brazil, where the Latins over there probably are rocking to that song and jamming to that song. So it's not going to hit the same as it does as someone in L.A., which is his own fucking backyard. So I think all of these things sometimes are needed to bring things back into perspective. The Latin community was upset in L.A., as they should, and they had a voice. And they spoke on it, and the man leading the charge was my homie Gil, American Cholo. Like I always said before in my post, I've been fucking with Gil for years. I don't agree with everything he does. I'm going to be the first to say it. But I have to stand with him on this right here because this is the shit that's needed. He pushed the charge. Regardless if I stand with him or not, what he did was big because he used his platform to push and stand front, be the forefront, and push what he pushed. And look where it got him. It got him on Power 106 to sit out with Tiger. Gill is a dude with a platform. He's not no celebrity, no rapper, none of that. He's not even as big as some of your other YouTubers and things of that nature. So for him to do what he did, get a sit down on Power 106 with Tiger. Tiger came to the table, apologized. Gill got him to take down the video. That's just big, you know, however you look at it. You know, so I salute Gil on what he did. But like I said, this all comes back to everything else. After Gil did that, within 24 hours, a smear campaign was made upon him to where he was made to look like a racist. Because guess what? Like I told Gil and everyone else, and that's why I said earlier, I don't do these things and speak on these topics because they can come back to bite you. But guess what? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Meaning that if you want to step out there and be the forefront of some of these things and pushes and movements and all that, guess what? Along with the good comes the bad. So the bad came to Gil, bit him in the ass. Within 24 hours, they made a smear campaign and all of these things and put a video out which made Gil look like he was a racist. He was saying nigger and coons and all this. But like I said, upon further review, if you looked at the video and if you really looked, and that's where some people slip up, and that's where we go wrong with our voices and our YouTubes and our platforms, because we speak out sometimes too quickly without doing homework. And this is what No Jumper did. They took this video with someone put out on Gil, which was doctored up and made it look like he was a racist, but the video was out of context, you know, and it blew Gil up to make him look like a racist. So within 24 hours of him making this milestone of breaking grounds and getting with Tiger, he was made to be a racist within 24 hours, and it went viral. And No Jumper was the person who put it up. which has the biggest platform on the internet these days. If you tune in, if you're in the YouTube world, No Jumper is that guy. So, fast forward, I'm just saying all this. I'm trying to bring everyone up to date before we continue. I know I'm rambling. You may think I'm talking, but I'm just trying to bring everyone up to date. Fast forward, this is what happened. Gil, the homie Bozo, shout out to my boy Bozo from Pico. After this happened, they mounted up. You know, went up there hella deep, like 100 deep, to No Jumper, stormed the room, demanded an interview, and demanded a sit-down, which they got. Shout out to my boy AD from Compton, Lantana, who was there. Of course, No Jumper, Adam wasn't there. He okayed the interview, but he was not there. He talked to them via phone or whatever. He wasn't there. And the person who initially put the video out, which was some guy named Flocko, which we find out is some black guy from North Dakota, he wasn't there either. Who was there? The homie AD and the homie Duno, the other young Hispanic homie. And it turned out to be a great video. A lot of progress was made. They talked to Adam on the phone and got through it, and it was successful. I'll just say that. It's still tension because a lot of stuff is going on after that, post this, that. But I'm bringing everyone up to date. That's all I wanted to do. So now we are where we are, and now we are here. West Side Wednesday's the G-Lu show. And this show right here is Black and Brown Unity in the Community, Pushing the Hard Line. And I just said again, I always want to use my platform because this is what it's made for. When we have issues, tension, things going on in the community, which black and brown, it's my duty to use my platform to bring it to the people and increase the peace and, you know, just try to bring some understanding and communication to the table. We have to use our voices and our platforms in the proper way, not to get on here and talk crazy and egg on shit and make it worse. We are here to make it better. So this is what my platform is for, and this is what I want to do tonight. So I'm just saying all that to say this. So I just brought everyone up to date. And with that being said, we're going to kick this shit off. Let me bring in my co-host, Miss Queen. She's on vacation. She really wasn't even supposed to be here tonight, but she is here. So let me bring in my co-host, Queen Jean. Queen Jean, what up?
Hey. Excuse me. Hey. What's going on, G-Lu?
Hey.
Look, I'm sitting up here, and I'm just like, wow, I didn't even know any of this was happening because I've been in my own little bubble. I had no idea that I did see something about Tiger or Tigger, whoever he is. I don't even listen to his music either because I'm not even familiar with him. And then I did see something about No Jumper, which I don't watch his channel as well. Right. But my stance on Black and Brown is that the white man doesn't look at us different. To the white man, we are the same, period. I don't care if the white man do more for the brown or if the white man do more for the black. They do more for one or the other to bring us together as enemies. That's what they do, period. So that's my stance on black and brown. And we are all beautiful people. Period. We have been brainwashed to not like each other. We have been taught not to like each other. And it does go all the way back. It goes all the way back before my time. And I'm a 50s baby. So it's been here. But it's been here because that's what the white man wants. And some of us will just fall into that trap and just, you know, go ahead and hate on each other and want to beat each other down and kill each other and talk shit and do this and do that instead of, you know, coming together and unifying with each other. Because we do have to start standing up and come together. And I have to say this, for me, I see that it's gotten a whole lot better where there's more unity with the black and brown. And I say that because you look at the mixed races with the families. My grandchildren are mixed with Mexicans.
Exactly.
My son's children.
There you go.
My daughter's children. Right. So we have overcome some things. So it's not just.
And Queen,
it's not nowhere. And yes.
Let me piggyback, not to cut you. I just want to piggyback off of that, and I'm gonna give you back the mic. But I think, like, you're right. You made a great point. I forgot about that. Your grandkids are mixed and, you know, brown and black. And I think if anything else, no matter how much we push and talk, I think that's going to be the future and the change above everyone else and above whatever we say and ancestors, anyone else who's against it. We are not going to be able to stop the future. And that's what's changing everything, not only with black and brown, with black and white as well. We see that these youngsters, these kids, they're not on really that too much. They love each other, and they mix and the music and everything, as I don't know what it is that brought them together, but they are on their own page. And that's why you see, and I think that's what it's going to take, and that's what's going to be the future that no one can stop, is where these youngsters, you know, control the narrative, and they love each other, and they mix up, and they love these different races mixing up, whether people like it or not, and having babies. And this is going to be the change, because no matter how much you hate, you can hate and be all this. Even Gil, the guy I'm talking about, American Cholo, he admits he has grandchildren. He has a grandbaby that is mixed. His daughter, I guess, married a black guy. I don't know the case. So it's like these things are things we cannot stop. And this is the thing that's going to make the change. Whether or not we want it or not is the future in these kids. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to interject on that. And because, like you said, you do have grandkids that are mixed. You know what I mean? So that is something we can't stop. But go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, and what I did with that was, I can recall when my daughter had told me, I was picking up from work one day, and she said, "That guy liked me," and I didn't see no guy standing out there but a Mexican. And I was like, "Who, that Mexican?" And she said, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, okay." It was just like, I was just surprised that she was interested, because their father, my children's father, is also mixed with, I don't think it's Mexican, but it's from the Spanish family. So he's also mixed. So I was just kind of shocked. But what I did with that was, I embraced it. And I embraced him into our world. I got to know his family. And the culture is just a beautiful culture. The Hispanic, Mexican culture, Latino culture is a beautiful culture. And we just have to open our minds up to want to learn more about it. It's not just about their food. It goes deeper than that. And you have to be open to want to learn about that. like I was saying, this No Jumper guy, I've seen some of his shows, and it only took me a few of them to see that it wasn't for me. His platform is not for me.
Right.
So I don't watch him that much. I think I got more into watching him is when my cousin got killed, and I was watching Draco's interviews because I was still trying to understand
because he was on there.
Happened
because what it is
a lot, yeah.
Because what it is, let me interject again, brief, not to cut you off, Queen, but like this Adam 22 guy, and this was a lot of people, what I spoke on at the beginning. It's weird, but it's truthful that, you know, unfortunately, and this guy, like, his platform, and that's unfortunate, I say, because we are the ones who make the culture, run the culture, make the music, the everything. But somehow you got a guy like Adam 22, No Jumper, and Vlad TV, which are the biggest, and I mean the biggest players in the game. When you talk about entertainment and how it works with the YouTube now, because we don't really have MTVs and BTs, the YouTube stuff is big now, and the two biggest platforms, unfortunately, happen to be Adam No Jumper and Vlad, which are both white men and Russian men. You know, and that's no disrespect. I'm just saying that's what it is. You know, and it's weird that you look at it that way, how it boils down to that, because so many of us have our own platforms and channels and forums and all that, but still these are the two biggest. And it comes back down to how they get down and play on one another, all the way back to Adam. Mm-hmm. And I was one that even said I rock with, not rock with, but he has the biggest channel, and I do, you know, watch it a lot, more than Vlad, but I would give Adam a little more credit, because it seems like, you know, he tries to put in more employees, black and brown men, and, you know, all of this. But what we found out with this new thing with American Cholo is this, he still pushes the same narrative, because he put that video out with American Cholo, which made him look like a racist, and we find out that the video was chopped up and doctored, and it wasn't a real video, but he still put it out, and he stood up for it and said, you know, he doesn't see a problem with it. When the dudes came to his show and asked him to take it down, because we are in L.A. and your platform is in L.A. and you don't understand, because that Adam guy is not from L.A. He's from New Hampshire somewhere. So they're trying to tell them, you don't understand the politics and what this can mean and what can happen with the black and brown. So we're asking you to take it down. And he had a problem with it. So that lets me know again that they have their own narrative.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Queen. I'm sorry.
It's an agenda. Mm-hmm. It's to benefit them. And they, and with all that, yeah, they would employ black and brown. Why not employ black and brown? You know what I'm saying? They're going to do that.
Right.
Because that way they can get into it, and they do it to try to cover, to make it look like we're not about this, we're about that. But that's just a bunch of bullshit. That's a front. That's all it is.
Right.
So you have to be able to recognize that. They're going to employ, you know, like back in the day, people walk into a business and they'll be like, oh, okay, there's no black people working here. There's no Hispanic people working here. Now when you go into most of these places, you see more Hispanic people working in these places than you do even black people. Because they're trying, or you'll see, or you'll see a 50-50 or a 50-20.
More white
and they're
people.
Doing that because they want, yeah, they want to keep the mouth shut. You go to the Asian places, like at the swap meet. You don't see there are Asians there, but you see more Mexicans working there than anything. You know what I'm saying? But they do that because they're trying to bring in this business. Let me bring in this business. Let me, you know, hire the Mexican people. Let me hire some black people. They can get their homies to come in and spend their money. Everything is about politics. Everything is about they benefit from both cultures. That's what they do.
Right.
They don't, to me, my personal opinion, you know, and it goes back to all the Malcolm X days and the Martin Luther King, they don't give a damn about us. They just don't.
Right.
They're going to do what they can to benefit from us. And I've had some white associates. I never said friends, but I've had white associates. We live in a world where there are white people, so you have to learn how to just get along with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You have to learn how and then you got to learn how to use them like they use you. You know, you got to learn how to benefit from them like they benefit
you
gotta
from
you.
You got to learn how to play the game. You have to learn how to play the game.
Yeah, you got to learn how to checkmate they ass, period. You have to. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention. Just like they think they pay attention, you have to pay attention. But like I said, my stance on the whole thing with black and brown is that the white men don't look at none of us different. They look at us the same, period. Ain't nothing different that they look at us about. And like you said, it's our future, how the cultures are now. And even some of the young white kids, they're trying to be more hip, you know, and be a part of
that's
how
why I said the future. I will give that to all the youth. I will give that to all the youth. They're the ones that are changing the narrative because it seems like we can't, and it's hard because a lot of people, no matter how many positive people, five positive people, you're going to have eight negative ones or one or half and half for each. For every one person we have pushing, what we're pushing like right now is someone probably on another channel that we don't even know about, pushing a whole nother narrative, you know what I mean, or pushing the ignorance. So that's going to continue to thrive. So the only people that can change it are the youth. So I'll give the youth that, you know,
Absolutely.
That part of the game. They don't really, you know, they're not caught up in a lot of this. If you see all of them intertwined, and a lot of people are mad about that because sometimes it goes in the wrong way. Like even like a lot of these young kids, whether it be white, Hispanic, or whoever, you know, they get caught up in this music and the hip-hop stuff because that runs the world. So you got white kids calling each other niggas and Hispanic kids calling each other niggas, and people mad at that. Not only black, Hispanic people, older elders are mad. White, like what? And everyone is. But
yeah,
I think that's...
I can't dig that either. I don't like it either.
I don't dig it. But what I do before I say I just don't like it, I think we have to lead by example. Like Nip said, man, you know what I mean? The greatest... You got to inspire and you got to lead by example. So what I do, I try not even to use the word, man. I don't really use that word.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say I never use it because
Absolutely.
It slips out because that's regular. But what we got to do is just not use it then. You know what I mean? You can't get mad at someone else if you're being ignorant and they be ignorant with you. So we just got to, what I try to do, me personally, I'm speaking for me, is just try not to use it, you know what I mean, like that. I don't, especially when the public platform, you know what I mean? I'm just not, you know. So that's what we have to do. If you want change, you gotta lead by example.
Yeah, I don't like that word. I just, you know, I don't like to hear the word.
I know it's not a good word.
When I work at,
we just didn't know no better.
It's not a good word.
But it's not a good word at all.
It's not a good word. When I worked up at USC, And I can recall I was walking through the office and I was having a, you know, walking through the hall and I was having a, this guy said something to me and I turned around and I was like, nigga, please. That was a saying back then in the 80s, nigga,
right,
please.
Right,
you know, that was in some of our black movies.
Yeah.
And our captain was a black guy and he called me in his office and he tore my ass up verbally with using the word nigga. And he told me he never wanted to hear me say that. And that stuck with me because the way that he broke it down to me, which I should have known because my father was my Malcolm X. So I should have known better, but I said it. You know what I'm saying? You get in these settings and you just try to be cool or whatever the case may be, and you say different stuff. But I don't deal with the – I don't like the N-word. It makes my skin cringe when I hear it, and it's the way that it's being used. But getting back to the youth, when I was living in Germany, I was totally shocked on how the young Germans were so Americanized. You know, so they were trying to make a change over there in Germany, and that was in the 80s. And, you know, Germany is one of the biggest racist
That's the home of Hitler.
To live in it. Absolutely. So when I knew that me and my children were going there, I had a little fear about moving there. But once we got there and kind of settled in, I was like, okay, well, the young generation is very Americanized. They were really cool and, you know, hip and everything. So I didn't have that fear for my children like I did when I said, okay, we're getting ready to move to Germany. So the younger generation is trying to do better. And then the bottom line is when we're born with pure love. We're born. We're innocent.
Right.
We know nothing about
everyone is born
and white.
Innocent. That's why I love them babies. That's why I love them babies so much. You know, when I play with a baby or a kid, that's why you love them, because they're innocent, the innocence of them. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
And they have no clue.
Unfortunately, it doesn't last. But, yeah, that's the beautiful thing about adolescents and youngsters, is that the innocence, you know?
Absolutely.
Even when I look at animals and stuff, I study animals and channels and all this stuff. And even animals, you see that when they're innocent and they're babies, that's when they're the most just innocent, you know? Even if they turn out to be killers, you know what I mean? When they babies, they innocent.
Yeah. And you try to protect, you know, we try to protect our babies. Like with my grandbabies, I really put in the work to try to keep them grounded and to teach them things that I know that they're not being taught, because my children are, you know, well, kind of young. So you have to be the filler. A grandparent has to be a filler and teach these kids, but you got a lot of young grandparents. You got grandparents who want to just hang out with their grandchildren and do the damn thing.
Yeah,
and I'm not
that
grandparent.
That's
that
new generation.
That's not who I am.
That's that new generation.
Yeah,
grandparents.
Yeah,
it's different now,
Queen.
Oh my
God. I'm too old school, and sometimes it can cause a problem. Like, God, man, are you so, you're right. I am so, whatever's getting ready to come out your mouth, but be careful what you're going to speak. Think about what you're going to say before you say it, because you've got to remember, I am that Nana. I am that person. I'm very old-fashioned. I'm very old school, and I believe in respect, morals, and, you know, like, I can't stand to hear a child say, dang, or what the.
Right.
I can't stand that.
No, I don't play that. That's why I say that's the old school in me to this day. I hear younger, like, kids and stuff, they cuss in front of parents and all that. I cannot, even to this day, I wouldn't dare cuss in front of my mom or anyone. Not to saying I can't, it's just like, just out of respect.
No,
you know what I mean?
Respect.
And if I did
absolutely.
Slip up, I would say, excuse me, you know?
Absolutely, as you should, because that's not the way your mother raised you. I listened to the drop that you have that your mother is saying, being raised in the South. When you come from the South, it's totally different. You know what I'm saying? So, when you know you wasn't raised like that in the home, you're not gonna act like that. Even when you're out of the home and you're out in public, you're going to always be on your best behavior, because you know you're representing your mother or father first. You're representing them. And you want people to say, oh, wow, you was raised well. You know, when people meet your mother, they'll say, oh, your son is this or your daughter is that. You want to hear that. I know I want to hear that as a parent. You know, you want to hear, okay, well, then that means that they were listening and paying attention. So,
That's what's up.
So congratulations as well.
Go ahead, on your
10 years. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm very grateful to be a part of this for 3 years now. So
seems like it's longer.
Amazing.
Only three.
Well, I think it's about four, actually. I don't think it's three. I think it's about 4 years that I've been a part, actually been a part of the show. And also, just to get off the topic, I just wanted to say rest in peace to Vin Scully and also Bill Russell.
Vin Scully, the voice of the LA Dodgers, man. I used to watch.
Every Dodger game,
we know if you grew up in L.A., Vince Scully was the voice, just like Chick Hearn for the Lakers. Vince Scully was the voice for the
Dodgers. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Like, there's a lot of people that, you know, who respected him as the voice, the commentator, and who are hurt today. I mean, he was 94 years old, but still he's gone. And the same thing with Bill Russell. You know, Bill Russell had a hell of a record.
Oh, man, Bill Russell, rest in peace. Yes.
So... I just wanted to put that out there. Like, let's not forget them. And also, I wanted to say,
and the lady from Star Trek.
See, that's them three. But I don't think they go in threes anymore. Yeah, they. I think it's Lynette or something. But yeah, that was my favorite character of Star Trek. It was her that I could not wait to come home and sit down, and we all sit up like, because there was a lot of us, so we were all sit up like in a line. In a row, and we're just watching Star Trek. That was our childhood, like a lot of people, and that was our thing in our home. So, yeah, so with that being said, we just all have to be mindful that day is going to come.
But while
you're here, make a mark, you know, for yourself where people can say kind things about you or say, you know, ooh, I remember. You don't want it to be like, oh, that person was an effed up person. You know, ooh, I remember.
Right.
No, that's not the image you want to leave. So,
right.
So yeah, but congratulations. Right. Congratulations, Chi Lu. You're doing a great thing as, you know, Hank, and prayers out to our big bro, Hank. Hank is always saying how you, the platform, you know, how you have done this and you done that. And like you said, you gave us a chance, like myself, Hank, Flossie, and now Cousin Marcy, a part of the Blog Talk. You know, you brought us on.
Shout out to Marcy.
And made us part of.
Man, Queen.
Yeah, a part of the amazing G. Lu show. You know what I'm saying? It's a wonderful platform, Blog Talk, to be a part of. And I was talking to her last night, and I was telling her, you know, I don't move when I move. I move only when God tells me to move, because God is ahead of my life. And I know that the Most High is the one who puts me in the places that I need to be at the time I need to be. And I know the Most High removes me from places that are not beneficial for me, you know, and that's just my belief. I may think that I remove myself, but the Most High, no, this is not for you. This is because everybody don't get along in places. It's, you know, we pick things, but if we just let the Most High be the head of our life, we can have less drama in our life. But when we're trying to shake and move it on our own, it's always some issues. So I brought all that up to say thank you for bringing me on to the Blog Talk portion of the G. Lu show, because that's the best part of the G. Lu show, the Blog Talk. So thank you for bringing me on this platform.
Thank you. And, you know, thank you as well, you know, for staying down with me and taking this journey with me, and it's far from over. Like Nip said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, I'm here for the duration. Uh-huh. As long as I got breath in me, you know, I wake up, I'm going to be doing this, and you'll be right there with me, because, you know, all my family, we ride together. So, you know, and again, thank you as well for, you know, being a part of this with me. And, you know, so I'm thankful, you know. Thank you, Queen. Let me do this, Queen. Hold on. Let me do this. We got a couple callers out there. We got people tapping in. Anyone else out there you want to call in if you're listening online right now? We're having a great discussion. It's Black and Brown unity in the community, man. We're going to change the narrative. We're not going to push this bullshit. You know what I mean? We got to understand our power and understand our common ground. And we have to understand and learn respect from one another. We both have pride. All of us have pride.
Uh-huh.
But we have to learn how to do it with respect and understand the powers we possess. It. And if we bring them together, it's like Voltron. That's what we got to understand. So we're just having a conversation tonight. And the phone lines are open, 914-803-4001. If you're already in here, you can press 1, and we'll see you and we'll bring you in. Let me go to phone lines, Quinn. We got a few callers.
Okay.
Let me see. Caller 666. Oh, this is the homie. Caller, hello.
Good evening. Good evening. I was listening.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm all the way with the two cultures connecting because, you know, we've been in each other's lives in California forever. I don't understand why we can't get along because in the 70s we got along. You know, man, they was living on the block with us. And we was skateboarding and playing football and basketball in high school and junior high. And then, you know, when they chose sides or whatever, kind of messed it up. But even then, the ones that you grew up with, they wouldn't do nothing to you. They try to talk their homeboys and tell them that you're cool. So me personally, right. I've never had any problems with anybody brown. So I wish that we could come together because we're the underdogs when you basically look at it. We are the underdogs, so we can't get it together. That yellow dude, you know, he ain't going to respect us. That pale guy, he don't care about us.
Right.
He just want our money. So hopefully we'll figure that out and get it together and be a strong, strong, unified brown and black unity. I'm with it.
Mm. Yes, sir. I agree.
Absolutely.
I approve that message. I approve
that's
it, man.
That's all.
Thank you, man, for that input, bro. Big bro.
No problem.
Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Peace and love.
We'll see you tomorrow, Tweed. Let me take another caller. 424, you're live on the line. Hello. 424. Hello. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. All right. Let me take another caller. 562. You're live on the line. Hello.
Season of gratitude, brother.
Yay. V.I. Lee, the straight shooter.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm on the phone with you all. How do you think I'm feeling? I'm swelling well, man.
that's
my man.
That's
it's my guy right here, man. It's the guy right here. He's going to shoot it straight. Straight shooter, what's going on? What you got to break some bread with me, bro?
Man, let's break it, bro. First of all, I got to say rest in peace to my Aunt Blue. She just passed. One of her favorite shows was Star Trek. I couldn't really stand it, but Star Trek and Mountain Dew was what it'd be like, man. So,
Hey, rest in peace to your Auntie Blue. But I ain't gonna lie, and I know Quinn because you're older, so I know that generation that Star Trek was big, and I remember it came on all the time on Channel 11 or 13, you know. But I just wasn't. I mean, even though it was so big, I acknowledge it. My brother loved that show. I wasn't really big on it, but I get it. Like you said, it was made, and I remember that lady too. But go ahead.
Yeah, her name is Nichelle Nichols. That's her name, and she was the lieutenant there on Star Trek.
Yeah, lieutenant.
Yeah.
Man, but you spoke to something, man, about nature, man. On my birthday, which is July 28th, I found a little remote spot out here in a
happy birthday, bro.
I'm in a
happy belated.
Man, thank you, homie. Thank you.
You said July 28th.
That's right. What's
up? All right.
It's good to know that
you're a Leo. Right on. Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Lying. That's right. I chopped into nature, man. I did my thing, but I went to some little spot south of Atlanta in South Fulton. It's like on a farm. My homie got a farm out there, and I was just watching nature, man. And it was just so much depth. I was just experiencing this. I didn't want to see the news, none of that shit. It's just an overload of bullshit. So I was just looking at the birds and the horses and all that shit and just And he came out and we talked, man, how everything is in harmony with each other, except the fucking human. Mm-hmm. Except the
Absolutely.
Ones with logic and conscious. Everything else can get along and do what it do. Except us. So I just tapped in
wow.
on that, man. But the rules and regulation, I think I was listening to the No Jumper show when they ran up on it. I think Bozo, what's your name?
Yeah, Bozo. Bozo and American Cholo.
Yeah, yeah. He was speaking about rules and regulation. With the Tiger video, at some point, his inner circle or somebody in that crew, the film crew, they call it money, time, space, and energy. Somebody could be like, yo, we tapping on the line.
Yeah.
We won't really be
yeah, I don't know.
That. Unless you
I don't know how. That's what I said, too. I don't know how or how. That happened, you know what I mean? I understand, like I said, like I spoke on it too. I don't think he deliberately because it's kind of a parody. I don't know what you call a video, but I don't know what Tiger was thinking or his people to make him just make that video and just be okay with it. I would not even be okay. Even that other video he made with YG when they was dressed up like the females, the white chick movie, whatever. Come on, man. I don't know what these dudes is thinking about, man.
Right. And yeah, I was listening. I was talking to Brother Cam on a live, well, communicating with him last night on a live, and there was some discussion about that video as well. And YG, a lot of people didn't like that either. So,
nah, man.
I think
that's why I was telling most of the homies.
Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah, that's Kim or the White Chicks movie. It was either or, but regardless, they should not have been doing that because. You got young males watching you and look up to you, and now that's what you're doing. So that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But like you said with Cam, whatever they're doing, it just needs to be spoken about because I don't think, and even with Tiger, I just think that these guys sometimes get so removed from reality. That they don't know, like even with Tiger, I don't think he probably deliberately meant to disrespect anyone, but he's, you know, like I said, he's thinking globally. So he's mainly probably like going to Spain or about to do a show over there. And maybe those Latins over there are okay with it. Not okay, but they just probably don't care that much. Opposed to when someone in LA is looking at it differently. You know what I mean? So he's not realizing that because he's on his mind and even he's somewhere else. You feel me? But they brought his ass back down to reality. He learned this week.
Yeah,
you feel
man.
Me? So
I think, I think on a deeper level, though, even with the video, you spoke in your video today, and I love your video, and that's why I called you. Let me
say
this, brother. I love you, and I love Queen G, man. Let me know. I give you my word that you're a great brother, man. Your heart speaks volumes through your actions. I could just sense that, man, and
uh-huh.
But
thank
your
you,
vision,
man.
I rock for you. I give you my word for that, and I give my word for shit unless I'm gonna move on. So if you ever need to shit, move your vision forward, get at me, soldiers.
Thank you,
but
man.
On a deeper level,
thank you. That mean a lot, bro.
Yes, sir. On a deeper level, you spoke about the culture of LA. Some things are trends, other things are not.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything cannot motherfucking go. You know, you would never see us imitate Jewish people and their ritual. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it takes a sacrifice and rituals and things they got to go through to profess their faith. Even in Islam, it's a profession of faith. Mm-hmm. It's a Shahada. You got to do your thing, man. You can't just play with this thing. It's a lifestyle that's taken very seriously. With blood and encrypting, there's much sacrifice that goes with that life. So just to have...
Right.
Your favorite entertainer or your most popular entertainer who ain't even from that part of the city or part of the
That's
country.
What some people don't understand. That's that part they don't understand. It's trendy, but like you said, they don't take account. They don't take in part because even some people, not only the people who emulate it and become like, you know, or whatever, you know, but the people who may even look at it and say that's crazy. How can they do that? That just goes to show again, you're not engulfed with. You don't know how the roots of this shit, you know, because some people would look like boy, like what are they doing? You feel me? And some people emulate it, but they don't understand. They don't like to take the whole part of it with it, like the roots of it and generational shit. This like they daddy and granddad was doing this stuff.
Right.
You know, and some people are raised to where they don't have a choice. Some people have a choice and do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, for whatever reason, but some people don't.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree with you. I look at the politics in Atlanta. I don't get into it at all. I just observe it. And I always tell people, banging is like, it's a certain type of energy in a city where it can thrive and it can do its thing. Atlanta, to me, my personal perspective, is not that city because you have a nucleus of everybody and everything here. It's not real territorial. So most people you meet out here
right.
are not from here. They didn't grow up in this section.
Right.
They didn't grow up together. So your sense of loyalty, and I know your mom,
right.
I know your grandma, we went to church together, we played team football, is not here like that. So
right.
they don't really support
so there's no need for it. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Man,
I mean, just for real. It's
yeah.
bullshit all the way around. But like I say, when you get back to the roots of it, it's territorial and cultural and neighborhood, you know, just like, you know, it is what it is. But that's why you have
yeah.
a lot of the older people, even if they were in a gangbang or whatever, they'll tell youngsters
mm-hmm.
quick or tell anybody it's bullshit. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
you have that pride and you have respect because that's what it is. And that's what you can't change anything and you don't take anything back.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Sure.
But if you look at what it was about, and what it bred, it was a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean? People, you know, spent their life in prison or got killed at young ages. People
yeah.
got killed like 15, 16, bro. Never got to live life at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not even get to see their 18th birthday, man. Or some people that went to prison and still there. They was 16, 17.
Right.
And you think of all the things you
yeah.
did out here as living your life, man. All the great memories you
yeah.
have. Some people will never get to see that all because they was claiming a gang, homie, or somebody else
yeah.
who took their life, because a lot of times, too, it's ignorance. I don't mind
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have a vendetta with somebody or a purpose, but a lot of times people got killed just they didn't even know the other dude. The dude didn't even know them. They just pulled up, and they knew
right.
they was enemy or they was over here, and they just shot them. So think about the
right.
people who had
right.
to live, die like that, man. So it's a lot with this shit, man.
No, I agree, and I won't play with it. I always, when I first moved out there, I respected the culture. First of all, the sacrifice of my cousin. I had a cousin, you know, I think a Scarface song. I never seen a man cry, never seen a man die. And at a young age, just seeing a young
right.
body in a casket do the banging, yeah, he got caught out there in Compton. And, man, it just, I had never seen that before, man. Just a young cat, you get the elders dying. Then I'm out
right.
in the culture where they throwing them out there, and I'm seeing my cousin, who I'm very close with, at a young age, dead, man, just in the casket, blue suit, and just, what is this? You know what I'm saying? So I don't play with that lifestyle,
right.
you know what I'm saying? And nobody else should.
Yeah.
So but with all that being said, our cultures are beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? The black, the brown, you know, I
yeah.
love it. You know, I love sneaking around the corner
yeah.
when I'm supposed to. There's a little girl named Nancy Mangia when I first moved. You know, I got with, so... I love the
That's
culture.
Right.
I love the food. You know what I'm saying? And about several years ago, I took a risk, man. I always told to stay out of East LA. I get that, and I always
right.
did. However, my heart,
right.
I went out there, man. But one of my favorite murals, I'm always in the art, and that's the mural
right.
in Estrada Courts, the We Are Not a Minority
right.
mural.
Right.
I've always
yeah.
I had to see it personally. So I walked
in the Tupac video.
I did. Yeah, I did it by myself. I just prayed on it out of light, and I hollered at him. Like, look, I'm just in the art. Whoopie whoop. I'm in. I'm out. I just want to see it. And just
mm-hmm.
the other murals in there is so much more artwork in there, man. It's beautiful. And the crazy
right.
thing is, many of their murals have dark complected people. Like, they black, you
right.
know what I'm saying? So we share each other's bloodline, man. We are the same people, lighter or darker,
oh, yeah.
however. We are tribal people. We
yeah.
tribal people. We love food. We love being outside. We love carnivals and festivities, and that's our thing.
Oh,
man.
I say, we so much alike that people don't even – we so much alike. I seen it because I grew up in it. But it's,
yeah.
it's so different, but it's so alike that we don't really see it. But the
yeah.
main thing is – we're both very, very prideful, so no one's
yeah,
gonna really
yeah.
crack or break. But like I
right.
said, if you look through, like you just said, mentioned, man, it's so we so much alike, though. People don't even really understand. Yeah. But, you right. know, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, but and everybody get paid off of it, man. From the Zoot Suits to, you know, Ben Davis, Dickie, everybody else getting paid. But the people who make that culture
yeah,
beautiful,
yeah,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Facts.
Man, I love y'all, man. I'm listening. I'm tapped in.
Fact.
I want to hear everybody else make thoughts, man.
All right.
So thank you all. Man.
Much love.
All right, much homie.
Love.
Much love. Thank you for tapping in with us.
Blessings.
Be Ali, the straight shooter. Straight shooter.
Straight shooter.
Hey, anybody else? Anybody else out there with a tap
that.
In? Hit the press number one, and we'll press the one button, and we'll bring you in. 914-803-4001. The G Lou Show. Queen Jean, G Lou. Black and brown unity in the community. We'll be back.
Somebody needs to do a song for LA. Straight up. Just
to go out to LA.
Uh-oh,
new anthem. Look down. To live and die in LA. California. Stay by Los Angeles. You're the only place for me to never rain.
To live and die in LA. Where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing coming to chase it. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury niggas close to heart. But was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, nigga got smoked by a bean. Trying to floss on a blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keepin' guessing. Flea barking ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, damn sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell, so living down the lake on bills, my hands. Can't get no stranger, full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, watching the ghetto bird helicopter. I observed so many niggas getting three strikes off of jail. I swear to be right across from hell. I can't cry, cause it's home now. I'm just a nigga on his own now. Living like thug staff, so I can't smile right into my peoples when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and bitches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and Z's. All them other niggas copycats, D's and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every nigga in LA got a little bit of thug in him. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in LA.
Die in LA, the place to be.
Let my angels sing.
I'm on some bullshit, out for everything they owe. Remember KJ, Weekend, Scrimshaw, MLK, automatic rank free. Niggas lost their weight, gang signs being shown. Nigga love your hood, but recognize that it's all good. We the weed at, niggas getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in this motherfucker burned out. M.O.B. Big Shook in the Lolo, bounce and turn. Dogtown in the Lex, with an ounce to burn. Got them watch niggas with me, OMTV. They got some hands, took the stash, left the rest for me. Neck bone, tray, head wrong, punchy too. Big Rock got knocked, but this one's to you. I hit the studio and drop a Drew, open the tech. Get high, watch the time block, to live and die in L.A.
For 92.3, 106, all the radio stations that be bumping my shit, making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Let's go out to all the magazines that support a nigga, all the real motherfuckers, all the stores, the mama pop spots, A&R people, all y'all motherfuckers. LA.
Everybody, I just wanted to come on and, you know, take my time to address this American Cholo situation because I just see this blowing out of proportion and, you know, just came here to let you guys know what was said in that video is blatantly wrong. I'm not here to defend him, but it did look like it was a very old video, nothing that was relevant to today. And it just goes to show the ugly truth about the division they created between both our cultures. So please do not let this white man come up in here and try to stir up a race war while he's sitting there eating his popcorn. Please, right now is not the right time to protest. Right now they announce a state of an emergency. We need to be taking care of our people and our communities, you know, and it's the ugly truth and harsh realities that we live in this world today. As far as the racism and hate and division, they taught us at a young age for to have towards each other. It's time for us to protest this mass incarceration that has all our peoples locked up, that has our men. They're over here pulling out family trees from the root. That's what we need to protest. We need to protest better education for our children. They don't want to teach them. That's what we should be protesting for. We should be protesting for a better future for our children. That's what we need to protest for our future generations. It's up to us to leave this world better than how we found it. So I am not going to let this white man come up in here and try to destroy everything we are building together. We need to take steps forward, not back, and showcase to this white person that, nah, that ain't going to work. Them old tactics ain't going to work because this has already happened. Go look it up in all the world wars. Epidemic happened. Because they are going to weaken our communities and they're going to kill out everybody in the prison system. We need to protest that, not hatred towards each other. It's up to us to break those generational curses, you know, and I just find it fairly odd that right now this white man would do that. You guys forget who the true enemy is. You guys forget who the one enslaved our peoples. We share the same struggle. You know, this is a time where we need to showcase strength and not fall for the same tactics that happened to our ancestors. It's time for us to be protesting for mass incarceration. It's time for us to be protesting for better education for our communities. It's time for us to be protesting and going to the government city halls and everything for equality, for equity. That's what we should be protesting for, not for hate. You know, and it goes to show, like, I was brought up within that household, like, and I understand, but that's just the ugly truth and the realities of the division the white man tried to create between us that we already are trying to come to. Right now, there's no hate between our cultures. Right now, I've seen our cultures blossom and come together, and it's beautiful to see that, and that's what I want to continue to see that. So don't let this white man rile us all up for an old video, American Cholo, like, for his opinions. Yeah, I feel like he does owe you guys an apology. And, you know, I'll apologize for him. You know, I apologize for the white man teaching us this hate towards each other that made us grow up to have that type of mindset. That's what I'm sorry for because, you know, in all reality, we hating each other for no reason. And, you know, I represent peace. But also, I could bring the war if I want to. And the war is now against our cultures. It's against them. So stop. Don't let the white man do this to our cultures. Don't let him destroy our cultures. Both our cultures are beautiful. And, you know, the most beautiful of people, genuine people and people. I've seen our cultures blossom together. I've seen growth between our cultures that I've never seen before, and it is beautiful. Do not let this white man come up here and stir shit up and let him have the pleasure of sitting back to eat his popcorn, to watch us destroy each other. That's not going to happen. We need to go protest at that guy. Fuck you, no jumper. Straight up. Do not come over here and stir up this race war when the war is really against your race. Your ancestors who raped women and molest children. Your ancestors who killed our people. That's my anger, my hate is towards you guys. And you're going to create a division between our people when we need to come together. And we're showcasing that we are. And we're stronger together. Because without togetherness, we cannot defeat this evil. We will never be able to defeat the greater evil until we come together. And that's the truth. I represent peace, but I wage war on those who hurt our family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Kel Mac, owner of all her publications, Kel Mac Video. I'm with G. Lou on Westside Wednesday.
Get laid down on Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on the shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
It's King MC.
People keep trying to play black and Latino off of one another.
Like I said earlier, I'm not God. A lot of Latinos are influenced by me. And I try to show them that there's no difference between blacks and Latinos. In any area you find a large amount of black people, you find a large amount of Latinos. If we learn to get together and become one, we can become a majority. We can become at least much stronger. We can unify. We can express our issues and what we are concerned with in our community, and they have to listen to us, because us together as one form a large number of voters. So we demand our respect. This is what I've been telling the Latinos. This is what I've been telling the blacks since day one. You know what I mean? This is how I'm involved. And Big Pun's biggest record, Still Not a Player, the back, the end of the song was going Boricua, which means Puerto Rican. More than, you know, we are definitely a large part of bringing the Latinos and blacks together.
Yeah.
And we like to do that. We like to do that.
You know, a couple of your songs, you make mention of the role that Latinos play, both in society and sometimes within hip-hop. Big immigration debate going on, a lot of black-brown tension. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, this was Mexico before it was California, or, you know, before it was turned into the state of California. So, you know, my thing is the black and the brown have always shared California. You know, when we were running away from serious slavery oppression, a lot of people ran to California. My father ran from Louisiana to California to build a, to start new, you know, to get away from them old ways. So, you know, we've always shared California, you know, and I think, you know, it sounds silly to be trying to kick people out who's been here before America. You know, that don't make no sense. So I just think people should really just figure out a way to include these people into the society. They already here, and let's make it happen. You know, I think it'll be better for everybody.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that. We are back at Westside Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show. black and brown unity in the community. And before I continue, we have another caller. Let me go to the phone line. Hold on. Let me see. Bring Queen. Queen, are you still with me? Wait. Where is Queen? Oh, there she is. Queen, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, we got a caller. Caller, hello.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. Cousin Mercy here. Hi, G. Lou. Congratulations.
Hey,
hi, Queen. Seemed like I just
What's
talked
going
to
on, Cousin Mercy?
A couple of hours ago.
I know, right? Long conversation.
I'm so glad that today was just, like, super busy. And I was so glad when he was like, don't forget. And I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah. I just wanted to, I'm not going to hold y'all long. This topic is, like, very near and dear to me, and like in every aspect, from the podcast to the race relations to the can everybody just get along to the person when we know we don't like to give them, you know, a face or just blame it on one group of people, but we know that that particular group of people, they've always wanted us to be beefing with one another.
Right.
It just brings back memories. I'm so glad that, you know, being born in L.A., but, yeah, I grew up in Pacoima. I visited L.A., okay? I grew up with my brown brothers and sisters, so I never had a chance to – I wouldn't want that chance, but I don't understand anyone that tries to, you know, because, again, like you all said, we're all the same. We all do the same thing. You go to each other of our functions, and we're doing the same thing. We're all trying to feed you as much as we can feed you. We want you to drink. If you got to spit in it, you got to lay it down. No drunk, you know. It's all about family and unity. I've had some of the best times with, you know, like I said, just growing up out there. And we did have our fair share of things. We had riots going on when I was in junior high school. I went to McClay Junior High out there.
Right.
And, yeah, they tried to spark stuff up, but everybody that I went to elementary school with, I went to junior high school with, I went to high school with. So, and we're still friends to this day. And it's just like whenever those issues even came up, it never was 80 or 90%, well, all the black kids want to do this. No, or all the Mexican
right.
kids want to, or whoever, the brown
right.
kids want to do this. It wasn't like
you
that.
Always going to have your
it
knucklehead.
You
always going to have your
you always
knuckle
have
or the people that want that. Kick that shit up.
Right.
Yeah, always.
Right. And it could have, most of the time, it would be from both sides. It would be the little bangers, the people that were always starting
right.
trouble, like, to be honest. I never seen, like,
right.
wasn't those little Malcolm X running around the school talking about, okay, we're going to boycott. You know, and we had BSU
right.
on everything, you know, when I was in high school. So it's just like, whatever is going on with this. And the other thing about the podcast, like, that's what I do. I listen to a lot of that, just, you know, been getting to be on the air, thanks again. I watch a lot of that stuff. That's where I kind of got, you know, oh, I think I could do this. I might want to get into that. I mean,
right.
I fucked with Vlad. I still do
right.
because this is my thing with
yeah,
Vlad.
Yeah, that's what I said. I do.
Nobody
I got to give them. That's why I gave
teeth.
Them the respect. They are the biggest platform.
Right.
So, of course, I watch and I love. Go ahead.
Yeah, nobody is pulling these people's teeth to go sit down on this person's platform, you know, and spill their guts. And everybody is not as strong as, say, a Boosie or a Trey D. Like, if you don't want to answer some shit, don't answer. That's all you got to do. So I think a lot of them, they were using him as a platform to say, oh, we going to go on there and low-key, you know, let them know what we really about. Look at Young Thug and look at Gunna and look at all of them. Or on another side, you could look at someone, rest in peace, like our cousin. They didn't go, or a Nipsey, which they tried to use on him afterwards. So I'm saying that you got to make everything that you do work for you when it comes to that. Tyga chalked that up to being young. He's hanging around, you know, a different crowd, whatever the case may be. No one in his circle stopped him and said, hey, he's always going to be treated like that. He used to date Kylie Jenner. You think if he was still dating her, Chris would have been like, well, I don't think you should make fun. They don't give a damn. They don't care. They do not care. And the thing with the radio stations, Power 106 been in violation for years. 92.3 The Beep. I've put in my own applications for them. They've been in violation. They don't give nobody a chance. You can't even come in there and say, well, let me just sweep the floor or scrub the toilet. They don't give you no response. But going over there to
like
KLOX, the rock station, they going to ask you for an interview, and this is a true story. They'll give you an interview. They'll talk to you. KJLH, get you in there. But they've been in violation. So I don't put too much. I don't even listen to y'all. They listeners is 8 to 15 probably. Who listens to you? Who raised you? Adam 22? War is not the answer. If we're going to go, we're going to talk, and we're going to talk it out, let's just go and talk it out. I don't agree on the mob thing. You want to talk to me, find out if the person is there. Don't just bust up in it, you know, because to me, it's not that. We're still at war. It's still people dying every day from gun violence on black and brown sides. What I just said out of my mouth, it didn't kill nobody, did it? No.
No.
No. But I think it's also important to keep having platforms like this, but you got to be able to just talk it out. And that's all I have to say. And I love everybody, black, brown, everybody. So, yeah, that was all. Rent.
All right.
Thank you, Marcy.
Always welcome.
Thank you, Cousin Marcy. What you got coming up? You pulling up on Friday? Let the people know you pulling up Friday. What's going on?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm always in the building. We'll be there.
You give the people a sneak peek or anything?
It's gonna be real smooth. That's what I say about that. We're gonna do some Friday love on Friday. So we're gonna be just chilling, smoothing it out on a love tip.
Okay.
And what you got going tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be the, what are we going to talk about? Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the invasion of the Internet. Is it bad or is it good on the Tweed Cadillac platform? Yes, I'm going to be there for that, too.
Are you
going
to be on Tweed tomorrow?
Bad.
I didn't even get
the memo. The good and the bad.
You don't never get the memo,
I didn't get the memo,
right?
Man.
You don't never,
I don't never get the memo. I'll be the last.
You go on air.
Damn.
Oh, my God. So I'm officially putting my bid in.
Damn.
I'm going to be the memo person.
Damn.
We're going to send memos to everyone, okay, with the crew. Yeah, so that's what we'll talk about tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I'll be there, of course. Shout out to Tweed Cadillac, man. Damn,
sure.
Man. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So tune in tomorrow night, 93.Tweed FM ism. Cousin Marcy will be on the premises, as Tweed says.
Call.
Yeah.
I'm sending emails after this call.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Everybody,
thank you, Cousin Marcy.
Y'all are so welcome. Peace and love. Love you, Queen. Bye, Jesus.
I love you too.
Thank
peace
you,
and love.
Peace.
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay. We are back at it. It's G Lou Queen Jean. The phone lines are still open, 914-803-4001. Call in if you want to talk about anything you hear on this platform tonight that you feel applies or is applicable to what we can include in this conversation. And we're just trying to, have communication. The title of this show is Unity in the Community. So that means we need to have conversations like town hall meetings and things of that nature where everyone can just come and speak, how they feel. So that's really what this is tonight. We just want everyone to just speak how they feel, however they feel. You know what I mean? Because that's the only way we can have understanding is if we have conversation, figure things out. We all know what this stems from. Like I said, shout out to America Cholo and whatever is going on. Which sparked a lot of things, but we are here as the people here, and we could talk about what we want to talk about. So that's what we're going to do. Let me go to phone lines. We got the IE tapping in, Queen. Here we go to San Bernardino. Caller, hello.
Yes. Hello. Queen Jean, how you doing? Caller, yes,
hey,
hello.
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I had a little turbulence. I had my fan going. You know, it'd be hot out here in the IE, you know. It's been about 98, 97, 99 degrees almost every damn day. So please forgive me. I got my fan
it's
going.
It's 107 here.
I would just like to say, I'm gonna give about a 2 minute. I ain't going to take up too much of time. I'm going to give about 2 minutes, 3 minutes on it. This is the problem.
Do your stuff, homie.
Back in the day, when I moved to California, we was in off La Brea and Pico, and I ended up moving. I was around black folks. I ended up moving to Alhambra, California, off of Mission Road and Margarita. And it wasn't nothing but 3-4 black people over there, and it was mostly Mexicans and Asians. The first cat I met, I thought he was black. He looked black, but he was Mexican. And back then, Mexicans and blacks was kind of cool. We talking about 81. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as things progressed and got later down the line in the 90s, the Mexicans in the pen, G. Luke and Vasquez, they put a word out like, take over all the black neighborhoods. And we like, why? Like, what we do to y'all? We ain't do none of y'all. But see, the problem is, the Mexicans, they all clicked up. Like, we ain't going to be separate gangs, and we ain't going to fight each other. And the black folks, we couldn't do that. So how you going to overpower
right.
people that's already been here before us? Point number one.
Right.
What can you do? We try to get along with y'all. Y'all know y'all took some of our styles and made it your own way, but we wouldn't even manage you for that. Y'all try to mess with our women, we weren't mad at you for that. We try to mess with y'all women, we get shot, we get jumped, we get beat. But we like cool, like, you know, we try to be respectful. But the problem it comes down to, bro, is, yeah, I'm right, G, you know I'm right. y'all know I'm right. But the problem it comes down to is the people in the prisons are running what's going on the streets. When you're in prison, you got to live life one way. When you're out on the street, it's a whole nother life. But they can't, we both can't, on both sides, find a way to meet in the middle and just be cool. If we could do that, we'd be running this motherfucker. Because it's more of us, it's more Mexicans, excuse me, I'm not going to say Mexican, I'm going to say Latin people is the number one race in the United States. And then it would be everything else, and then black, and then white. So that's why the race relations are so bad. We try to sit down at the table and then we try to do the right thing. But what can you do? With that being said,
Just keep trying.
I live it. I see it. I talk to my Mexican brothers out here in San Bernardino. If y'all didn't know, it was a black dude that got shot in the back 7 times by the police in an undercover car about 2.5-3 weeks ago. Ben Crump is his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we need the big dogs that really got pulled. They ain't got to be rappers, but people that's going to be in the streets saying, no, don't do this, don't do that. We need some rules and some guidelines. And until that happens, we're going to keep seeing the same situations that keep happening. People get jealousy over envy, money, cars. Yeah, we know all that, territory. That's all cool. But it can get worked out if people are willing to sit down and try to work it out. But, you know, the Latin people, they loyal. They going to stay with their people. They gonna mess with us to an extent, but they always going to have one eye closed and one eye open. And that's not nothing against y'all. And that's just my feeling being an outsider, looking in. And another thing I'm going to say, you know, thank you, everybody, for supporting my brother's show. Sweet, Gene, motherfucking
no,
Rob Lewis, you know, Snow Brown. I'm forgetting people, but I've been drinking a little bit, y'all, but don't get me twisted. Don't get me twisted. Let me get back to my point. Don't let me get
in
back to my point.
In memory of Vince Sully, right?
Getting along is going to be hard. Unless you have a sit-down where everybody is going to be have an open ear. And as far as Tiger on the end, he should have known better than to make a video like that. You should, if people in this corner should have been like, man, no, you can't put this out. Because if it would have been a Mexican dude making a video with flying fried chicken flying around and collard greens and, you know, just old food stamps, we would be mad. We would be mad. And the Mexicans have a reason to be mad about that video. I don't blame them for that. Like I said, my brother, I sent him the link. He couldn't even watch it all. I was like, what is this dude? You chasing hits. And you trying to make three songs that sound the same. You made the Loco with YG, and then you came with the Macarena, and now you coming with Caramba. And most Mexican people I know, they don't even say I Caramba. I've asked a bunch of them in the last 10 days, and they said they never said it. So you should have did your research before you try to do something like that, bro. And they got a reason to be mad. I got their back on that. That's all I'm going to say on that, bro. Right. I mean, like, he really should have did his research. They don't even say that. Me and my brother grew up around Mexicans. I ain't never heard a Mexican say, ay caramba, and I'm 53 years old. And that's all I'm going to say.
Right. Right.
That being
all right,
said,
all right, bro.
My bad,
shout
dog.
Out to C-Lo,
my
man.
Bad, dog.
Shout out to C-Lo.
I had to bust my pass.
C-Lo.
And I live around a number of Mexicans, too. I'm in San Bernardino. Queen Gina, she been out here.
Yeah.
It's hot out here.
Absolutely.
It might not be hot as Vegas. But shout out
to
the show. Keep
hot.
Doing what you do. I love y'all. Leo season is in. August Leo's. I see y'all. That's right. And enjoy the rest of the show. And thank you for the listeners. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for everybody that supports my brother's show. Keep doing your thing, bro. I love you.
All right, bro. Love you, too.
Much
peace.
Love, CeeLo.
All right, dog. Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
Much love, CeeLo.
Thank you to all the listeners and supporters as well. Thank you.
All right, bro. Peace. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Greetings, my name is Amada Dansal. Lord in the view, Adam and a two regular Marsala. Masamada Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy. Adam Radansal, right? Yeah, party, 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 city, city.
Now this is some shit that's from the days of way back. When niggas in Compton first started to jack. When the bitches wouldn't give you no pussy if you wasn't selling drugs. So many bitches in my neighborhood got mugged. They always yell that shit, they want a nigga that's selling keys. But nowadays they're working at Mickey D's. But in the days of way back, I couldn't be laid back. Because I needed ends and I made that. I get the 9 from my nigga that he lent me in. Start robbing motherfuckers just like cowboys and Indians. Anything it took to get paid. A nigga like Ren already had the plan made. And I was in it to win it and not to lose. And shit'll start blowing up once I lit the fuse. And police couldn't touch me because I was paying them. But not with no money, yo, I was spraying them. And never get caught because nobody a snitch. But one hoe did, so Ren had to shoot the bitch. Now she's in a coffin and my life is better off it. Cause everybody knows who's the boss in. That black nigga that they call Ren. You fuck with me, you gotta fuck with a Mac-10. So listen to me as I reminisce the days of way back. So check it out, y'all.
All black man, them know how they gonna. My put it in a state for one, mother one, mother one, mother one, mother one, mother one. And this is some of the dance on them, must have just begun.
This was once a time in the days of way back. When niggas was getting jacked and cracked. It was when I used to pass through the. And kicking ass through a motherfucking Compton massacre. Now let me tell you a little something about Compton. When I was a kid and putting my bid in, yo, Compton was like still waters, street and calm. Now it's like motherfucking Vietnam. Everybody killing, trying to make a killing. Niggas stealing, motherfuckers willing and dealing. Was
so many ways to come up. The average nigga didn't give a fuck about another motherfucker in this game and claiming what he claiming, living like he living, killing after killing. Murder was a dirty job to rob a dead man, was the best plan, cause a dead man never ran. But now your best friend is your worst friend. Greed, kids to feed, make a Nemo, some of what you holding. So now your shit is stolen and you and your niggas start rolling. Yo, to get your shit back ain't the word of Moffitt's more murder, more murder, more murder. They wanna make you think that it's a crack thing or a black thing or some niggas in a motherfucking gang. But guns and money, they go together like the Ku Klux Klan. A nigga brung up and strung up. Why do I call myself a nigga, you ask me? Remember in the days that passed me, yo. Never giving niggas a chance to rest. The ghetto is like a fucking survival test. And ain't but one way for you to pass, yo. Get treated like a king and they crown your ass. They never in the wrong though, so I made a song so motherfuckers that know. If your living situations make you wanna get a cat, that's cause you're living in the days of way back.
Oh, oh God, that's it, yo. Hey nigga, hey, pass that indica. Shut shit up, you know. I tell me that. Yeah, shit, nigga, yo, come in and touch my dance hall. What happened to me last night? I tell me to stand on the street corner. Yo, I'm this sucker, stupid motherfucker, bust a gangster skin full of the AK-47. So I'm gonna tell you what me do, you know, with the guy with us, you know me? Me come at the dance, me jump on Caddy, yeah. Me come at the dance and me jump on Caddy. Then me pull up me nine, then me call your Zeddy. Me ask me silent so that me think quietly. My distance, I'm at the dance and me preach me yellow ease up. Me tell me the two gangster, yo, fuck that shit. Straight up, that nigga is dead.
Surprise, nigga!
You didn't think I could do it again, did you?
Another album. The joke's on you, Jack. Yeah. Yeah.
We did it again.
We did it again.
Tony Hayes. Tony Hayes. When you're ready, go.
My city, Wilmington, California. Born and raised. People often ask me, as a DJ, who are your inspirations? I always tell them, DJ Joe Cooley, King of Scratch, and none other than Tony G. In my opinion, the two best to ever do it, both KD Mixmasters. And I can't forget the East Coast legend, Grandmaster Flash. And on the ones and twos, yours truly.
That's the guy with all the money, all the turntable wisdom, and all that stuff.
Who got money?
Dave!
What's up,
cuz? Give me one of them OEs,
cuz. Where they at?
In the refrigerator, fool. All
right, turn radio off for
me. All right.
I check, I check, I check, ha ha, it's Julio G. Motherfuckers represent Westside Radio to the fullest. B-I-N. Let's get into this.
W balls, cuz.
That's right, baby, the boys up in here. Two turntables, two Mexicans, and a bunch of blunts and bitches.
Slow jamming with Kevin, slow jamming James. Yeah, I love my slow jams. I love that gangster shit, too.
Make sure to tune in to OG Sunday, Westside Wednesday. My comrade, G. Lou, is going down. His request number is 914-803-4001. Listen to him live. Listen to me live at 347-855-8436. You want to know about my life, my experience, my progression? Hit me up on tweetcatlike.com.
Well, they're doing it at the G. Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler of that Tweet Cadillac by the way of the pot steered by Gene. gangster gangster got the motherfucking church house, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G-Lou Show West Side Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America, where they doing it at.
Check it out. We are back. Westside Wednesdays, the G-Lou Show. Black and brown unity in the community. And I think I have a caller. I think this is my homegirl, Thug Angel. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. What's up?
Hey, what's good? What's good?
Hey,
Sam?
I didn't
How
know
you
were on hold. You were supposed to press 1. I didn't know you were on hold.
Oh,
so
man,
I didn't
trust
know.
Me,
my
I
bad.
Am not up to date with technology. I'm just sitting there.
Damn. I just seen your message on my inbox. That's how I knew. But I didn't know. My bad.
No, you good. You good. Well, I didn't know either. So.
Okay.
No, but
everyone,
you know how to tap in.
Everyone. Okay, hold up, everyone. This is my homegirl Thug Angel right here. You know what I'm saying? The talented, incredible Thug Angel. from the SGV tapping in. You know what I mean? She was on my show recently. But she is here, and I played a clip earlier, you know, of that video you put out, and that was very, you know what I mean, like, deep right there, man. You go ahead. You got the floor to speak on whatever you want to say.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't ever going to give my opinion or anything. You know, I just didn't think it was just going to blow up to, you know, what. It's not even that it's blowing up into, like, a really big thing, but it's about containing the flame so it won't become that, you know? And, you know, once I started saying, like, oh, people are starting to, they want to go protest at Power 106, and they want to, hold on, I'm getting in the car right now, give me a second. They wanted to protest at Power 106 and, you know, pretty much blame, not blame, I understand why people are angry. I would be angry too, you know, and, but it's, can't blame a whole, everybody or everyone as a community for one person's
right.
mistake. And, in my opinion, like,
hey,
that video looked really old.
Not only that, the video was old, but it wasn't even like, I don't know if you know, but whoever sent that video to Adam, it was doctored up. It wasn't even an actual video.
Like,
they
sabotage.
Chopped it up to make it seem. Yeah, it wasn't real. You know what I'm saying? So I give the respect
okay.
to Gil Cholo on that. Yeah, that wasn't even, they chopped it up. They just sabotaged on me. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was some
yeah,
bullshit.
Right.
So that's why he was mad for Adam to repost it, not knowing that the video wasn't, you know, factual. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead.
I agree too. You do have to be careful with what you post up. You really got to go look into it. And if you're going to have a platform like that, that should be your main priority, because you don't want to be like the fake media releasing fake news. You know,
right.
and a lot of people, you have a responsibility to do that if you have a platform as big as that. And
right.
only because you know what the outcome is going to be, so you can't sit there and
right.
act like you're going to be innocent about it and nothing's going to happen. You knew exactly what you were doing when you were posting that video, and that was to stir up tension
right.
between
right.
both our cultures. And I also wanted to address the Tyga situation. I haven't even watched the music video. I heard of it, you know, and
Hey, hold up, Thug, not to cut you off,
yeah.
but I said the same thing. Like, I've never, like, all this time I've been hearing everyone talking about it and everyone mad, but not once until this past weekend when my brother sent me the video, the first time I seen it. You know what I mean? Because, not because I just didn't, because, like, I told people I don't care because I don't even fuck with Tyga. Like, he's not even on my radar. You know what I mean? So I didn't even know anything really about this song or video until everyone was talking about it. I still didn't care to watch it until I did. And then when I watched it, I was like, yeah, I couldn't even watch the whole video. You know what I mean? But
oh, is that bad?
You know, yeah. I just think Tyga is just so, he's so pop and so out of the loop that he probably didn't understand, you know what I mean? Because like I said, he may play that somewhere in a different country like South America or Spain or somewhere, and they may like it.
Yeah.
But the people in L.A. don't. But he doesn't understand that. That's what I mean. Like, he's probably so far removed. You know, he probably
yeah.
didn't understand. I don't think he intentionally meant to do it. But, yeah, when you see that video, it's like, dude, somebody should have told you no, you know.
You know what? I haven't even seen the video myself. And, you know, this isn't the only artist that, you know, my culture has, you know, came down on. I know they did it with YG, and I love YG, you know. Like, and
right,
I just,
right.
you know, I just. Like how you say, I just feel like they're just, in my opinion, I feel like they're just trying to reach out to our cultures to just bring within the unity, you know? And I feel like all my people.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know better.
Way. Right, yeah. And
yeah,
you know,
it, I think that's part of it.
It's
I think
hypocrisy.
You got a point.
It is hypocrisy, in my opinion, because everybody wants to talk about that's our culture, but I don't ever see, you know, my black people coming over us when we did every if that's the case, then every Mexican needs to stop rapping right now because that's their culture in the long run.
Yeah.
And it's not about
yeah.
like having any type of disrespect towards anything. It's like we have to respect each other's cultures to coexist straight up, or there will
that
never
part.
Be peace.
That part.
And
that part. Hey, Doug, I said the same
starts.
Thing. I think the main But Thug, I think everything you just said was right on point. I think the main problem is pride. People, we have too much of both cultures. Pride is the number, like, people have too much pride, and then when you have certain knuckleheads that overrule the majority, that's the problem too. You know what I mean? When you have pride, and then on top of that, people that want to continue to push the different narrative, they're going to always overrule the weak, you know? So it's just a lot of that. You know, but I think kids, I think the youth are the future. The youth are changing that. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't really see, you know, they don't really see the color and all that. They're into what they're into, the culture, and you know. So I think the youth is the future, whether people like it or not. You know.
Yeah, but you know, look, who's raising the youth is we are. So they're gonna, you know what they say? They say, you know, this world, you know, other people live other people's lives. Their opinions are other opinions. There are someone else's opinions. Their life is a mimicry, straight up. And that there's a lot of truth in that because it's repetitive. So we got to break these generational curse. So our cultures could eventually, be friends. You feel me?
Right.
So our kids could grow up and be friends and not enemies for change. And that's the future I see for my kids. And then it all starts with respect. Respect with within our culture, to have respect for the next man's culture, to respect each other as a person. Then, you know, it'll be a lot more peace and less problems, you know. And I just feel like this is just meant to stir up because, you know, they just announced a national alert. And it's not the time to protest. And I'm only saying that just to protect your guys. We need to protect ourselves right now. And this is just, it just feels like a part of the game. And if you go through history and read, they do this before every world war. You know, and that's something I learned. I just recently learned that, you know, because I'm trying to preserve important literature that they're throwing out and they're banning from the school systems. And I'm going through every book that they're banning, and I want to know why are they banning this book. And I had came across one book, and it's a book that I wouldn't have bought, but I wanted to know why they was being banned. And I just had to read between the lines and read one paragraph, and it said it was because, you know, this person is a memoir based on his real life, and they went through a pandemic, and before World War, it was called epidemic typhus, which is very similar to what is going on right now that they just announced as a state emergency. And because of that, it killed the love of his life. And he turned in, and, you know, he was a young boy, and, you know, lack of so many people that died, it turned him into, he kind of like went his whole life looking for that little girl, like to find her again. It's just, but it all had to do with that epidemic, that pandemic before World War One, I believe. And then so I went in and looked into it. World War II, they did the same thing. And I'm looking into it, it's throughout history of war. It's called the disease of misery, of human misery. It's a plague that they unleash. And just deeping in, like, trust me, I go and I just read nonstop. And once I want to learn something, I just want to learn more. So, you know, I'm just going into it, and it's being transmitted through the summer bugs, the you know, when you get bit and everything, mosquitoes and all that, that's how they transmitting it through, and through possums and rats, and they put it in disadvantaged communities to weaken us and plunge into chaos because, trust me, it's about to get ugly. They do this to kill mass incarceration, which we have a problem with that in the history book. And I'm just like, this shit is like the type of shit that blows my mind because we're over here arguing, not even arguing, but you know, they want to protest over this. Man, we need to go protest and have them free our people before they kill so many family trees and everyone's just going to be there like, dang, before it's too late. We should have helped them. Those are our families, our brothers, our sisters, our dads, our uncles, everybody we care about, our aunts. You know, I've been locked up myself too, you feel me? And I know what it is in there. That's like an institution that's meant to break your mind. So I can only imagine the people doing years. That shit ain't no easy thing. Like, that's like some water, because I couldn't even drink that shit. I was like, everyone was all concerned for me. Mm. They're like, I was like, hell no, that shit smells like the water that we shower with. Like, you know, it's like, why is this? It's like unsanitary, very unsanitary.
Right.
And, you know, for the amount of money each inmate costs, they better do their upgrades, clean our house, clean that shit up, straight up. It's about for our families to survive. And right now I just feel like, man, all this over old video that now that you said was chopped and screwed, and he knows better.
Yeah.
Regardless, no jumper knew
right.
better, and he knew what
right.
the outcome was going to be. He still didn't care. It's like a little kid playing a game. And now don't sit there and act all innocent and, you know, don't point the finger. That's your job. If you're going to play the role and you're going to have a voice in the community, get your facts straight.
Right.
You feel me? Well, that's my opinion.
I agree. I agree. I appreciate that.
Opinion is very strong. Your opinion is very strong and powerful. Excuse me. Everything that you're speaking is facts. You know, kind of remind me, you know, the Jim Crow days, how they were back then. You know, they didn't give a damn, and that's the way it is now. So everything you said, that's just my opinion. But it's a powerful opinion. So keep on putting your opinion out there and let your voice be heard because it's needed.
I feel like, and I appreciate that, like, thank you so much for even, like, you know, letting me come onto your guys' platform to voice my opinion because it's important for us to voice these opinions because I don't see it being done by anybody, you know, like not too many, like the people who have the platform, that's their responsibility to stand up and be like, hey, nah, Tiger need to stand up and say, nah, it's not even like that. You know what? I respect him for the apology and taking it down the video. I could respect that, but like I said, I've never seen the video, you know, and you know, I just don't know how offensive it was or anything. But, you know, if we're not our brother's keeper, then let us not be his executioner. Let's not. The best revenge is to not be like our enemy.
Mm.
I do not want to be
Preach.
Like them.
Preach.
Straight up. And that's where the change is going to start. That's the only way we're going to bring about change. And at the end of the day, I'm tired of losing this game on some real shit.
Yeah.
And I'm mad. Trust me, because they did a lot of shit to me, the government and everything like that. I really try to turn my family inside out. And trust me when I say, man, I'm educated nut at the end of the day. And, you know, to really voice my opinions, because, you know, we lack leadership, you know. And I know a lot of people in this rap game that are meant to fill those positions. It's time for us to come together like our own government. Straight up. And not only that, just to take care of our own people and come back and treat each other as neighbors and as brothers and sisters as we once was before. And, you know, take lead our youth to the right direction, the way they're supposed to grow up to be, proper mentorship that this community lacks just because they incarcerate everybody. We lack our mentors. And that's important. So, shit, I'm calling for them to come back home. We need our youth. Need you. These streets need you. We still need you. We need to hear the voices of the real ones, and not give the pedestal. Shit, there should never even be pedestal, because God should be the only one on that pedestal, straight up. And if you ain't preaching His word, then step down. Because stop selling our youth these false dreams that they're gonna be rich with all these guns and selling drugs. That's not gonna happen. You're sending them to jail, straight up. The game ain't the same no more. So. Time to stop the division, and I could go on, trust me, but it's time to stop the division, and that's it. The time's now. It's either now or never, because not all things can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. So it's time to face it and stop running from our problems. Hello?
I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah,
that's why I was you know, very inspirational and powerful, the things that you are saying, you know. So that's why I said just keep letting your voice be heard. Just keep speaking it. It's not in vain. Somebody's listening. Somebody's marinating on it, you know. And things can manifest as long as the voice keeps being heard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I like everybody voicing their opinions, because all it took is for us to stand up and voice our words so other people could voice their words and their opinions, and there's nothing
Absolutely.
Wrong with that. We all need to come
Absolutely.
Together and voice our opinions and not hide behind the back scenes, like really
yeah.
step up and be like, nah, that's wrong. Blame
Facts.
Me wrong.
What's your IG page? Because I want to start following you.
Oh, yeah, good looking out. Man, I took down my music, you know, you're not going to find it too much anymore, only because I gave up the pedestal. I gave up my songs, my words, because the game became a joke. And, you know, it just be making me so mad that there's so many real ones out there that the world is ignoring and they really need to hear. So, shit, a real one stopped
right.
doing their music straight up because, you know, at the end of the
yeah.
day, you know, it comes down to this game becoming the way it is. They don't even deserve it. And, you know, but you could go ahead and what made me not even push my album out, you could go ahead and follow me, but the only reason I'm going to push my album out, Game for Free, is because I had amazing producers work on it, and they put in their time and their energy and their hard work into that album, and I can't do them like that, regardless if that's what my decision was, you know. But for me, it's a decision I based off, like, I choose God over this game, you know, and at the end of the day, and I know what the power influence is, and I don't want to take no part of it. I don't want to influence and lead
right.
somebody to destruction. And no, like, that's why I changed my whole music. I don't rap about the shit I used to do no more because I don't do it no more. Straight up. Like, because,
right.
you know, at the end of the day, you can't. You're going to go get this game is based off, it's some other shit, but I don't even want to get off topic, but I'm going to go ahead and post it up. You can find me, Thug Angel, Nina, N9NA.
Okay.
You can find me right there. You know, and much love to the G Lou Show. Shout out to all my peoples out there, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
West Coast Reactive Family, Back Talk, everybody, Mirror Magic, Kid on the Beach, you feel me? You know, so I just wanted to come here and give my opinion, and time for us to stand up and grow together, because I'm not letting this division, them try to come and divide us. We work too hard to get to where we are now, to take steps back. I don't trip on shit behind me.
That part.
You feel me?
Much love, Thug.
You know.
Thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Thug. Thug Angel.
Thug.
This is Thug Angel right here.
Yeah.
My homegirl right here.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank
Thug
you.
Thug Angel, soldier
thank
of God.
You.
Okay. I like that. Got it.
Yeah. Much love. So we're going to wrap it up. You know, we're like after right now, in after hours. So we're going to get ready to wrap it up, Queen. Anything you want to, you know, go ahead, Queen. You got it. Oh, and I'm going to play a song for
yeah.
my homie you wanted me to play, but go ahead, Queen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to hold you guys too much
longer. I see you
longer,
in
this
black dress.
Well,
that's a throwback. 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
Go
that
ahead.
Was 10 years ago. I was 53 on that picture.
Okay.
For my dad, happy birthday.
Oh, they cut Queen off. they cracked. Oh, Queen cut herself off. I don't know, Queen. But let me do this right here before we get up out of here. My boy, B. Ali, the straight shooter, wanted me to play this. Shout out to my big homie, Cam. You know, if you want to go back and check the interview we had with the homies in the archives. But love y'all. We'll see you on Fridays for Flashback Fridays. It's the G. Lou Show. Black and brown unity in the community, man. I hope you learned something from this show, took something from this show. And just, if not anything else, just try to be a better person, man. Lead by example. You know what I mean? Practice peace, not hate. And with that being said, we embody your love.
This is our life. California stars and stripes. Gangland, prison bars with cars of all types. See the sights and the sounds of the blacks and browns. One of the world's most active towns, and on the grounds that may incriminate you, you remain silent. And still plead the fifth, even if it ain't violent. They can't file it if you don't speak it. So the judge know exactly why I'm smiling, ain't no secret. It ain't even gotta be no game, just a real G, Los Angelino thing. That's why I came to proclaim how we bang it the same. Two favorite street cultures, that's who gave it the name. So gang banging, low riding, dress code to the music. Carrying America's loads, so don't confuse it. Pay your respect and your debt, cause you owe it. Better yet, salute these vets, cause you know it.
Black BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
White people steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things for black. Blacks steal certain things for other groups.
Black BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these angels in constant danger. One time for the homies in the county waiting for the release date. Hit the streets and back on the block. Pistolero, raperos, narcos, getting the guap. You know, Cusito with the business. Being on my black and brown, fully with the realness. Pride is gon' feel this. They try and put us in stripes and Eddie to the throats. They want us beefing for life, but they don't really know. We get it popping in the hood like a stray eight snub. Been doing business in the barrio since the last I was on. We all fam and we on the same mission. Whipping that work up, more heat in the kitchen. For every Trayvon and wine, yeah we are. That's why I'm repping my people on every song that I'm on. United we stand, never falling, it's evident. Pray on the day we see a Latino president.
Quick BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride in the sets again.
You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to hate. I want you to love them.
Quick BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride in the sets again.
Why can't you be walking comfortably with black people?
Left.
Why?
I got big lumps,
yeah.
Big guns,
yeah.
Crip niggas,
yeah.
Real bloods,
yeah.
Essays knowing all my shit bang. What the fuck you niggas thought this Eastside K gang? That sucker shit is so irrelevant,
yeah.
You out your element, steady politicking, bitch, I'm second dead president,
yeah.
Catch me on the 7 while I soaked up game. Now this black and brown movement on this rock cocaine. I heard them singing that I sat around. I was on a mission hanging with a gang of South Side of Rollers trying to get it real. Killers never back down, duck down, bust round. Now we hold it down in this gutter, motherfucker still focused on this mission. Been plotting to get it, yeah, I'm still on my pivot. All or nothing was a business, was a menace back in high school. Never gave a fuck, yelling fuck the police with two middle fingers up. Fuck
off. Quick BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride in the sets again.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot if you want to broadcast what you're associating with black people.